Princess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited about my God today. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Prophetess Demetria, and I want to welcome you to Authority Grace. Praise God today. And thank you so much for joining me here at Authority Grace, where we believe what? In great grace. His grace is sufficient for us. Amen. And I know that all of you have experienced it at some time or another. Amen. So welcome in, join in and say hallelujah whenever you want to and say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe God today, and I want you to believe God with me today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that you have tuned in, and you will be enlightened. You will be encouraged. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will go away refreshed in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you know, we are standing on Psalms 91, Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. Those are my scriptures. I believe God, you know. And Psalms 138 and 8, we know that he's perfecting those things which concerneth us most. Amen. And we know that Psalms 139 and 5, he's behind us. Amen. He's keeping harm away from us in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you get a chance, you can read those scriptures out of the Passion Translation. I'm telling you, I really love that translation. I'm always in my King James Version, but sometimes when I want to get one of those big jolts and I really want to get a full understanding and bring it to its lowest common denominator here for others to understand and for myself as well, I like to go to the Passion Translation. And I find that Passion Translation on that Bible Gateway Bible app. Praise God. All right. So I have my sis on the line here. Valerie, how are you? I love you, sis. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support. I believe that my son and my daughter is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. Yay! Thank you, Joan. My God, Sister Joan is here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all you that are here, just thank you so much. I want all of you all to give a shout out to my producers, Don and Doug. They are such phenomenal men of God. These men love God. They love what they do, and they do it with a passion. Amen. And I'm telling you, I just want you all to just hurl many blessings to them as possible. Just give shout outs. And when you praying for Doug and Donald, pray for them that God will continue to keep them and that their business will flourish in the mighty name of Jesus. They're mighty men of God. Hallelujah. And in this production business, I'm so happy and I'm excited about BBS Radio. Praise God. I want to give a shout out to my advisor. I know my advisor's out there listening in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much for your support in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. So you ladies that are here, do you have anything you would like to share? Praise God. Have a word. Hallelujah. I know one of you is on mute, and that's okay. Praise God. I'm just glad that you're here supporting me. I thank God for my aunts and my cousins that are tuning in. I just thank you all so much. All of my loved ones that are tuning in and supporting me. Hallelujah. As I do what God have called me to do in this hour. Amen. Praise God. And I have a scripture that I want to read. I'm excited about what God is doing. You know, God is doing some mighty things. I was listening to my pastor teach. And I tell you, it was so amazing that being with one accord, and you know, we say that we're with one accord in Christ Jesus. And you know that you're with one accord when you are sitting in the presence of God, you're studying, you're believing God, you're trusting Him, and then the Lord has you journaling and writing. You know, the last time we were together, my daughter was on with us, Nana, and I'm telling you, she was just, she's a journal. She's a person. I mean, she just jots it down. She just jots it down, and she can read back to you her visions, her dream when Lord speaks to her, and things like that. And so I was sitting in the presence of God, and I recognized the glory of God. Come on, somebody. The glory of God. And as I recognized the presence, the atmosphere changes when the glory sets in. Come on, somebody. And when the glory comes, it's kind of misty. It gets kind of dewy, you know. And I'm just explaining the way I know it. You know, I know it might not be politically correct, but this is how I explain how dewy and how cozy it is. And then that presence of God, it fills your temple. Amen. And it's so powerful. It's mighty. Ah, glory to God. It's like, it's like tangible, like you can bite down on it. And those of you that are from California, you know about the haze and the mist and the dew that we see in the morning. Well, that's the way this glory, it comes in and it makes your room kind of hazy where you're sitting. And so I was listening to a teaching, and the teaching and was going forth, and the prophetic word went forth that the glory is here right at that instant. The glory is here. And that's so powerful. And it was so mighty to me. And I was looking around. I was like, whoa, it's the Holy Ghost. He's present. He's here. He's in the atmosphere. He's in the midst of us. Amen. And that lets us know that we are never alone. Glory to God. We are never alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes when you're reading the word of God and you begin to feel the presence of God on the inside, it's because He's in you, on you, and through you. Amen. And when you feel His presence, you know, they tell you there's no sickness, no disease, nothing can live in your body. When the presence of God is there, He's moving mightily. Amen. It's like He's saying, move out the way, devil. You can't stand here in the name of Jesus, because I'm here in the name of Jesus. And he has to flee. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And I've been seeing a lot of miracles, a lot of moves of God taking place in the name of Jesus. And I'm just telling you that we're in this season. God is moving. And I want you to be alert when you're reading that word. Read it with a passion in your heart, with the love of God just reeking from you. Because I'm telling you, it works mightily when you fashion love on you, when love is fashioned upon you. You know, when you're listening to the word, when you're being ministered to, when you're studying, he said it's in your eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate. You know what I'm saying? And there's no way that you can be the same when the power of God has come upon you. Amen? And so I was reading this word, because I'm always reading word. I get excited. And I was reading here Psalms 37. And I don't have a reader tonight, so it's you and I. Okay, so I'm going to read Psalms 37, verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the day of famine, they shall be satisfied. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's a promise. Amen. We're in some situation right now. Amen. Everyone listening in the sound of my voice, wherever state you're in, city, state, you are part of, you are aware, you may not be a part of it, but you are aware of this pandemic that's going on. But in the mighty name of Jesus, the thing that's going on, those that are trusting in God, relying on Him, and leaning not to their understanding and believing God, this famine, this challenge is not touching you. Psalm 91 told you, it shall not come nigh thy dwelling place. Amen. Glory to God. When you decree and declare a thing, it shall be. Amen. And we decree and declare Psalm 91. And so that's the reason why I like what Psalm 37 and 18 said. Well, 19 shall, and we shall not be ashamed in the evil time. We don't have to walk around being ashamed. Lord is blessing us. His favor is upon us. Amen. His promises are upon us. Amen. And I just pull on them. I pull on Jesus. I said, Lord, you see what's going on. But you said that if we're in the secret place of the Most High God, amen, and we abide under the shadow, amen, that it shall not. Amen. Praise God. It shall not come nigh us. Amen. What he said on in there, he said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Amen. So what I'm trying to say here is fear not. Fear not. Thy God is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Ghost living big on the inside of us. He said, we know him, what, spirit to spirit. You can't serve God in the natural, right? He said, they that dwell with me must dwell with me in spirit, where? And in truth. Amen. That's plain and simple. Hallelujah. Truth. And where are you going to get the truth from? The word of God. You're going to stand on it with your relationship with Christ Jesus. And you have him in your heart and his love is shared abroad in you. Amen. You're going to believe God. You're laboring to rest. What do you mean, Prophetess Demetria? It means that when I tell you labor to rest, you're believing that it's already done. You believe God. Hallelujah. That it is finished. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to... let's see. I want to go to, I believe, Ezekiel, the 47th chapter. Because, you know, we're right here talking on the lines of restoration, being restored. Amen. And if you read Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, it comes alive in the river. Amen. Glory to God. Let me see here. Bear with me. Ezekiel 47. And I tell you, I was in a season in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this has to be for somebody. I'm taking it for me too. Ha ha. Glory to God. And I was in a season in my life, and it seemed like everything was dried up. Amen. My job, it was that ho-hum, hum-da-dum-da-dum, you know, and you're going to work, you're coming home, and you know, you're saying in your heart and you're repeating, you know, the Lord is my source. Amen. He gave me this job. He's my source. I'm not dependent on the job. I'm dependent on the Lord to bless me in this. Amen. And so, you know, I was standing on Isaiah 43, you know how we do. We quote our scriptures, we stand on them. And then I learned how to decree and declare a thing. So I prayed about it. I thanked the Lord. I decree it. I declare it. And guess what? It is so. Amen. I have been watching God move so mightily. And I'm telling you, restoration, regeneration, being restored is mighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was talking to someone, and what they were talking was okay, but then it wasn't a time for it. And so I just began to pray in my spirit. I was just praying. I was like, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I want salvation for this person. I want them to be able to walk free in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so I just began to start praying, and I was praying agreement prayer. What is agreement prayer? Agreement. I'm in agreement with what God says about them in the name of Jesus, you know? And so I'm just praying in the spirit, praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, giving God the highest praise, and I'm believing God. And then, you know, you get in that place where they are. Amen. How many of you have just kept praying and prayed and praying and believing God, just thanking him, worshiping him, and then you become one. Hallelujah. With what you're praying about, you become one with it. And, you know, I was sharing with the ladies, I'm going all over the place, but I believe in prayer so much. And if I'm jumping around too much, y'all forgive me. But hold on to Ezekiel 47, because all this comes together. It all ties together. And my thing is, I believe in prayer. So if you ask me to pray for you and I pray a thing for you, I believe, and I need you to believe with me. Those of you that are on the line that ask me to pray and stand in agreement with me in this, just know that when you ask me, I believe it's already done while we're conversating about it. I believe the change is coming, right? So if we're on the phone and I'm praying and believing with you, by the time we hang up that phone, it's already done. Okay? So that's what this testimony is about. So while I was yet believing for the change, I was believing. I said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. And then I began to pray in my heavenly language. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just came in and won with Christ Jesus in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. You know, someone asked me, oh, do you pray in tongues? Do you speak in tongues? Yes, I do. I have the gift of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Amen. And I speak in tongues fluently in the name of Jesus. I let God have his way in me. That's the agreement prayer. Amen. That's him in me. And he don't need us to be who he is. Amen. Come on, somebody. You got to walk with me. And so I was just praying, and I was like, oh, Lord, I was thanking him. And then I began to decree and to declare, and I'm telling you, I know this word is for somebody. Begin to decree and declare, and before the conversation was over, you know, sometimes we don't have to go in and coerce the person. Oh, I need you to say, be saved, and I need you to accept Christ, and he's your, no. All the time, that's not needed. All we do is decree and declare, and it is so. And I decree and I declare Psalm 91 over y'all's lives, even now, those that are in the sound of my voice. I decree and declare Psalm 91 over your life, your household. Amen. And the household don't just mean you in that house, in them four walls. Praise God. And it doesn't mean just those four walls. What I'm saying to you is that your household is everybody that's represented in your life. That's your household, your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews and cousins and uncles. Anybody that's represented in your life is your household. Okay? Come on, somebody. And so I was just praying, and I was just decreeing and thanking the Lord and just crying out to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the presence of God even now as I'm sharing it. And I'm telling you, before that conversation was over, that person was repenting. They were saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I surrender all to you, Lord. Hallelujah. And they begin to pray for this pandemic. I mean, it just, the Holy Spirit took over. Come on, somebody. And I'm just telling you, lives are changed without us trying to get in and change things. All we do is pray and let God have his way. Amen. And that's the reason why I took you over here to Ezekiel 47, because he said when that river flowed through, it came through the temple, and as it flowed out of the temple, everything that it touched, I'm just giving you the shortcut, but everything that river touched, it came alive. Amen. Everything that water, when it came out and came through that temple, I can see it right now. I can feel it in the name of Jesus. Everything that touched came alive, was revived in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you're listening to the sound of my voice, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, that these people are revived. They are changed. They're renewed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so many people that are listening that want to be renewed. They want to be restored, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And just take the word of God and grasp it. Hold it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And then just love on him and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you for who you are in my life. And if you read Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and you'll find out about faith. You know, how Enoch, his faith was so deep, he didn't even see death. And if you read about it, how Abraham, he believed God. You know what I'm saying? There's someone out there right now that's listening, and it's a man, and you need to just believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen? Just believe God, and it's going to come through for you. Amen? That thing that you're believing God for, it's coming through. Amen? Not many days hence. You trust God. Hey, man, I see you in the spirit with that blue shirt on. You got a blue shirt on, kind of got a collar. Hey, come on. Trust God. Believe God. Hallelujah. He knows your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows who you are. He knows where you're sitting right now. You just trust him and believe him. Stand to your feet and give him praise. Hallelujah. God is doing this thing for you right now. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're being restored. Hallelujah. You're being renewed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have no need to fight in this battle. In the name of Jesus. I need someone to put their phone on mute. I can hear backgrounds. And I just need you to put your phone on mute and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're praising him. We're thanking him. We're worshiping him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want this bread from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need bread from heaven to flow in us richly in the name of Jesus. Because that bread that flows from heaven, his name is Jesus. Guess what? He's the bread of life. Come on, somebody. And as you feed on him, you will never hunger. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's a river that flows through you and it quenches every thirst that you have in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're living in a season, a time, an hour where no one needs to reject Christ Jesus. Just receive him. Accept him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put word on it. Glory to God. Glory to God. I love you all so much. Hallelujah. I want to thank Kathy for tuning in the name of Jesus. I want to thank Sister Jones, Sister Valerie. Hallelujah. Sister Nana. I want to thank all you all for being there for me. Sister Zandra, hallelujah. I just want to thank all of you that are on this line that are just standing in the gap there with me. Hallelujah. And if you continue to link with me, you see a mighty move of God taking place, because he said where there are two or more, Matthew 18 and 19, Matthew 21, anything that you ask, it shall be given. We are three cord twine that's not easily broken when we link up together. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My advisor has seen moves of God taking place in the name of Jesus because we're linked together. Amen. A three-cord twine is not easily broken. Me, you, and Jesus. You, Jesus, and I. Hallelujah. That's the three-cord twine. I have a prayer team that I'm in, and we all come together. We've been coming together for about 5 or 6 years, and we come together, and we watch the move of God take place. Hallelujah. And I could just go on and on with the testimonies of how, you know, we pray and we decree and we declare, and it is so. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so mighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How God just moves in a place He makes changes happen in the name of Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And that man that's listening, if you get a chance, as you're being blessed, you call in and give your testimony. You can call in. You can email me, prophetic55@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just give us your testimony and let us know that God did that thing for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, that's an email is prophetic55@gmail.com. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And the website, my website is still being, coming together. What do you say? Coming soon. It is authoritygrace59.org. Again, that's authoritygrace59.org. You can go to that website. You can leave messages, leave testimonies. I'll be so excited to hear from you. Praise God. And you can even leave ideas for this talk show. Amen. This broadcast. Amen. Praise God. We can talk about things that are sometimes things that are bothering you. We can search the scriptures and find the scriptures and give you word on that. Amen. Because anything you need is in the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone on my live line that would like to have words? Praise God. Hallelujah. Read a scripture. Glory to God. Encourage someone. If you have a word for someone, hallelujah. Glory to God. I have a lot.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Is that Sister Kathy?
Mom.
Hi, Nana.
It's your daughter, Mom.
Hey. Hello, women of God. Glory to God. I can call them women of God because they have been in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. These are mighty prayer warriors. They're women that decree and declare a thing, and it comes to pass. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have a praying son out there. I don't know if he's on. He was busy doing some things, but I have a praying son out there as well. My advisor is a prayer warrior as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we have those undercover prayer warriors. They be praying in secret. Hallelujah. And God be moving openly. Praise God. Before I got on the air, I have to share this. Before I got on the air, I kept smelling something in here. And I said, hey, does anybody smell something going on here? And, oh, no, it all smells good, Then I asked that question yesterday. Then I asked the question again today. So I came through the laundry room and I smelled it. I said, what is that smell, And so my son came over and I said, can you check this? Do you smell something? He was like, I don't know. We walked in the back room. The hot water heater in the garage had busted and ran over into the wall of the guest bedroom in the back. And the carpet is soaked and the smell is so terrible. Praise God. And so then I called us. Oh, I'm just feeling like I'm not going to do the broadcast, blah, 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 blah. Everybody that I called, which was those three everybody's, and they all was like, no, that's just the enemy trying to distract you. Just go on and have your show. Go ahead and let God use you mightily, because the adjusters, they won't come out until tomorrow, the insurance adjusters anyway. So if I would have missed this broadcast, I would have missed the glory of God being spread abroad to God's people. Amen. So just know that I'm broadcasting through a dilemma, but I'm winning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's got my back, my front and my side, right? The top and the bottom. He makes me the head and not the tail. He makes me above only and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a phenomenal God. Read Deuteronomy 28, the first few chapters. He'll let you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nana, would you like to have words?
I have a scripture, Romans 8:22-29.
Go ahead.
Okay, it says, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we are ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for reading. Amen. Because who?
Yes, and God also gave me
from the love of God.
Yes. Amen. God also gave me some Rhema word.
Amen.
And it says, "This I say to you on this day, stay focused, be of good cheer. You are coming out. You are victorious. You have a mighty calling on your life. Do you think I'm going to let you get away? A shepherd keeps track of his sheep. They may try to go astray, but he always retrieves his sheep. Lean not on your own understanding. Think not on man's words. Look not with your natural eyes, but keep the faith. I'm bigger than you in anything that you may go through. This life you live is not for you, it's for me. Strategic, I use strategy. Aren't I your creator? The seas, the air, the sun, the stars, the world, to be in existence? It is only I that can tell the sun to stay and it stays. Rain and the rain to drop. The end.
Praise God. We praise God for that word. Thank you, Nana, for sharing. God is good. That's right. He is good. And when he causes us to rain, we rain mightily because it's him on the inside of us. Amen. When he's called you to do a thing, you get in position because he's definitely going to use you. And he's going to use you mightily. Amen. Glory to God. And where he leads you, he's going and guide you, he's going to provide for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, as you were reading that scripture, I saw the man that has on the blue shirt with the collar, that blue collar shirt, that man that's dressed in that blue collar shirt, God is working with you mightily. You have lots of questions, and the Lord wants you to be still and know that he is God in your life and that you can trust him in the mighty name of Jesus. He's not going to let go of you. Amen. You trust God, believe God, and get in his word. Get in his word. Get in Psalms 91 and read it. Amen. Get into Ezekiel, the 47th chapter. He's restoring you. Amen. And you know, over in Jeremiah, he said, I think it's in the 33rd chapter of, 18th chapter of Jeremiah. And he said, he made it again, another vessel. Amen. And so God can make us over again. Amen. He's the potter. We're the clay. And no matter where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it, he made it again, another vessel. When you accept Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, he's on the inside of you. And nothing can change that. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. Nobody can tell you that you don't have him. Amen? You just begin to get in there and become that man of God. Hold fast to your confession of faith and believe God. Because you believe God and you share about God, but there's so many questions that you're asked and you can't answer them. But get in the word of God and he will give you the answers to each and every question. Amen. You trust God. Hallelujah. And I know that you love God. I can feel that. I can feel that. You love God. And you trust him and you believe him. Amen. But you have questions. But don't doubt the love of God. Do not doubt his love. He loves you. And he's very dear to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Read Hebrews 11th chapter. There's another chapter here. Because of Jesus on the inside, see, he's your righteousness. He made you righteous in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you read that Romans, that 12th chapter. Read Romans 8. Oh, just begin to chew on the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for Jesus. Hallelujah. And that man that's listening, you reach out to me through the prophetic Gmail and through the email. Reach out. And all of us here, we're going to be praying and believing God for you. Hallelujah. You coming through this thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And just know, you know, Elber, in Galatians, I think it's like the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to see here. And Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Amen. He has redeemed us. And because he has redeemed us, we are redeemed. Amen. We're justified. Hallelujah. We're redeemed. Hallelujah. Oh, I just need you to know that. I wish you would call in, because God is doing something so mightily in your life. You know? Hallelujah. The blessings, hallelujah, of Abraham will come upon, hallelujah. The blessings of Abraham are going to come upon you. And the blessings of Abraham come through Jesus Christ. Amen. And we know that to be true. Amen. Those of us that have accepted Christ, we have a personal relationship with him. And that's what God is doing in this man's life. I don't need to know your name. God is blessing you. God is moving in your life. And you tuned in. I think this might be your third time listening in. And you just wanted to listen in to see, hallelujah, how much God was going to speak to you. Amen. But he loves you. Hallelujah. Trust him. Obey the words that you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 This is a season for the glory of God. We're in that dispensation of glory. We're in it. And you just got to love him. Love on him. Trust him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You read that Galatians. Read Galatians 3. Hallelujah. The Lord is ministering to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. The website is authoritygrace59.org. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. With uplift hands, we praise you. We worship you, Father God. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly, this is the day, the evening. If it's evening for you and night, this is the evening and night, the day that the Lord has blessed. Hallelujah. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel a spirit of prayer on me so mightily. I decree and declare prosperity in each and every life. And when I say prosperity, it doesn't have to be money. I'm talking about prospering in your health, prospering in your walk with Christ Jesus, prospering in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As your soul prospers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for whose we are and for who you are in our life. I thank the Lord for who he is. Hallelujah. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. The glory of God, that's what it does for us. There's nothing missing. There's nothing broken in our lives. Only thing we want to do is believe God. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Hallelujah, because he made us righteous. Hallelujah. We go from victory to victory. Come on, somebody. Put this thing together. That's what I did. Hallelujah. 1970. Start putting this thing together. And in 1980, I found the truth, the real truth. Hallelujah. And living God, I didn't have to find him. I found the understanding of him. I didn't have to find him because he was on the inside of me. Hallelujah. And I just invite you to serve him. Hallelujah. Welcome him in the name of Jesus. There's none like him. Glory to God. Nobody can love you like Jesus. Hallelujah. When you're waiting on somebody to love you, hallelujah. You know, they have a song out there, somebody to love you. When you're waiting on somebody to love you, know that Jesus is already loving on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is love. God is love. Amen. And there's no other love like him. Nobody's going to love you like him because guess what? He loves you unconditional. He loves you. It don't matter what you look like. It don't matter how you are. He just loves you. How tall you are, short you are, wide, skinny, whatever. He loves you. He loves you even if you do wear a size 10 shoe. He loves you anyway. He's not critical of you. He don't care if you wear a size 12 or size 10. You know, that's the kind of thing we women worry about, what size we got on. He'll love you anyway in a size 22 because he is love. Hallelujah. And his love is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Seek to experience the love of God in your life by the Holy Ghost, because you can't do this in the natural man. That's a whole nother talk show. You can't do it in the natural man. He said, they that dwell with me must dwell with me in spirit and in truth. Amen. Seek him while he may be found. And trust and believe. Hallelujah. That's the only work you have to. It's not by works that any man should boast. So you can't work this thing out. You can't say, oh, I do good. You know, I treat everybody right and this and that. That's good. But you want the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. That way he leads, guides, and directs you. When you open your mouth, he speaks his oracles. Amen? We need him every day. Every hour, every second, every minute, every millisecond, all that. We need him. You can't do none of this by yourself. You can't walk this walk by yourself. You want to be kept, he'll keep you. You can't do it by yourself. The natural man cannot do this. Hallelujah. You have to have Jesus. You have to have him as your personal savior. Pray and believe God. Trust and obey him. And he leads you into all truth. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And there's another translation that says, they that wait upon the Lord will not be made ashamed. You won't be made ashamed in your waiting. It's okay to wait on God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We love you today. We love you today. Read Psalm 139 and 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Galatians. That's how you get your personal relationship going on with him. And you'll hear him speak to you. When you're praying, decreeing, and declaring, you find that word, that scripture. Lord, you said that you will perfect everything that concerneth me. If that's the only scripture you got, get it, chew on it, wear it out. But wear it out believing. Don't just be saying it to be saying it. Believe what you're saying. because the word speaks. He became life and walked among us. Amen.
Amen.
So you trust God. Hallelujah. And let him love on you. In the name of Jesus. Again, my email address for the ministry is prophetic55@gmail.com. The website is authoritygrace59.org. And it is under construction, but if you have any ideas, drop the notes there. Drop me a note in my email. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have a new ministry phone number, and I'll have it ready for you on our next meeting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is moving mightily. He's blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank you all. Hallelujah. For tuning in. I thank you all for listening in. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy endure forever. I want to thank Nana for sharing those scriptures with us and that moment of that she had with the Holy Ghost as he ministered to her, that rhema word. I thank you for sharing that with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Hallelujah. And all of you that are in the sound of my voice, I want to thank you again for your support. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. That just lets me know, hallelujah, that you love me. Hallelujah. And you believe the God in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be blessed. And thank you again for tuning in to Authority Grace. This is Prophetess Demetria. Be blessed. Love you.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.